Black Talk Radio Network is made possible in part with help from the Black Talk Media Project, a North Carolina-based nonprofit engaged in the production and distribution of independent digital black media. Find out more by going to blacktalkradionetwork.com or blacktalkmediaproject.org and look for the menu tab, Crowdfunding Black Media. Black Talk Media Project, helping to provide you with new black media for the new millennium. Opinions expressed by callers, guests, and hosts do not necessarily reflect those of the Black Talk Radio Network and Black Talk Media Project. Black Talk Radio is new black media for the new millennium.
Gold dinar would have had serious consequences for the world financial system, but may also have empowered the people of Africa, something black activists say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing cake. We're slicing cake. We're slicing cake.
Say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing cake.
Say the US wants to avoid at all costs. Gaddafi didn't give up. In the months leading up to the military intervention, he called on African and Muslim nations to join together to create this new currency that would rival.
Welcome, everyone, to Tando Radio Show. Brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. I'm your host, David Wren, a.k.a. Dave from L.A. Just want to thank you all for listening to the live show today. Today is November the 17th, 2016. It is a Thursday. We have a live show for you today, so looking forward to bringing you this show and also looking forward to you interacting with the show. And if you'd like to do that at any time, give us a call at 866-510-9025. Once again, that's 866-510-9025 is the call-in number at any time for today's show. And with that, before we get started, of course, we first got to always remember to support Black Talk Radio Network so that it can continue to bring you the programs that it's been bringing you. You can easily do that by going to the website for Black Talk Radio Network. That's blacktalkradionetwork.com. And you will see the donation button that's there on the far right margin at the top. I mean, you can also find the crowdfunding digital black media prompt that's right there on the website, and that will lead you to the options in which you can use to actually donate to the network to ensure that it will be here so that you can get some of your financial energy so that it can continue to bring you the news and events and different things that are going on that have been beneficial to you since you've been listening to Black Talk Radio Network, and this network needs to continuously grow. Also, while you're there, the donate button is probably the easiest way to do it. You can just do it right there without having to do a bunch of other things. So definitely engage in that and support the network so that it can continue to grow. Also, if you're interested in being a part of the social media outlet that was developed by BTR, and that's BTR Community, and is a social media outlet where you don't have to worry about your identity being sold to any bidder, and you don't have to worry about being adversely affected because of your comments, your opinions, or what you are posting or what you think is relevant to you, your family, and the overall community, which FedBook definitely does, in my opinion. And it, of course, any person that has the opportunity to use that type of access to who you are, they're going to, and they have been. So you ever wonder why you didn't get that promotion? You ever wonder why you were passed up here and there? Maybe because of FedBook. So get into a place where you don't have to worry about that. And BTR Community is only $24 a year, and that will completely support that that system. So definitely jump into it, into a place where it was created and designed for you. Also, if you're interested in exchanging your wage or your currency into real money, to save into real money, you could do that by going to Prosperity Mint. That's PROSPERITYMINT.com. That's Prosperity Mint. Check out what's there, and check out what's there as far as the precious metals. It has the five grades of the precious metals: platinum, palladium, rhodium, silver, and gold. But before you purchase, make sure you email wolf6pack1@gmail.com. And the numbers are numerical. Wolf, like the animal, the number 6, P-A-C-K, like a pack, and the number 1@gmail.com. Make sure before you purchase that you contact, email and say that you're interested in purchasing, and someone will contact you to make sure that you are getting that, that you will, you know the process, and explain the process to you so that you won't purchase in the wrong way. So that's very easy. This is a great way for you to become your own bank, is by you starting to hold and securitizing yourself in some of the assets that are extremely, extremely important. So that's very, very important. You can do that there at Prosperity Mint. So with that being said, let's jump into what's in the news. Right now, let me pull up some things. One second. Take a look at what's in the news. And the first article that we posted inside of BTR and today was very, very important. It's going to be the show, but the show is going to change since this morning because a couple of things have happened. But what I did was I gave the posted inside of BTR community the Treasury International capital data that was released yesterday on the 16th, and what that entails, huge, as well as the memorandum items, the securities held in custody for foreign and international accounts for the United States Treasury. Out of the St. Louis Fed, very, very important. And as well, posted something from treasury.gov, very, very important, and we'll take a look at that. It tells you a lot of what's going on, and you can start to see things that are unfolding and why you need to position yourself accordingly. Next one. Next article that we posted. This one came from Daily Mail Online. Russia pulls out of the international criminal courts because it's not independent. And that's, really one of the things that I really think that all diplomatic immunity needs to be getting rid of. But and this article is talking much about the saying that the actual international criminal courts is rigged. Of course it is. Every court is rigged if the people aren't running it. But they're saying, because it's rigged to support certain nations, as you know, the United States and everything else in their interests. Yeah, these are the facades that they post throughout the world to make people think that they are included into a system, and they buy off into a system that they buy something that they never receive. And that's exactly what happens. It happens on the sovereign level. It happens within the community, and it happens within on the streets as well. And we really need to resonate in a different way. But just before we move on to the next, I would definitely say, one of the first things for, you all hear me say from time to time that one of the major reasons why we need to get rid of all forms of government is because, and I'm not saying in a disruptive way, I'm saying that the people just need to stop giving energy to it and establish their own way of living in their own collective prudence and their own alliances with people all around them, and continue to live in a way that's absent of corruption. And the only way you're going to be able to do that is not to allow those that are corrupt to give you a system of civilization, else you will have a corrupt civilization as we do. Take, for example, diplomatic immunity. It's huge. It's a huge thing that is nothing but corruption. That is a politically correct way to say that people are above the law because they hold a certain office that's been decreed as a demigod. Get rid of that crap. Come on. Once again, They create laws that they don't have to obey, known as diplomatic immunity. They make laws that they don't have to obey. They create debt that they don't have to pay for, and they declare wars that they don't have to fight. So you need to get rid of all of these things, and once you do that, now you can have an assemblage of where you can have some communable likeness among people and things that you can agree upon that can be upheld, and they can be upheld for a very long time. That can be extremely profitable for all those that engage in it. It's a more cohesive collective prudence that we really do need instead of these demigods, because government means to rule. No more rulers. You don't need a leader. You need you to uphold your sovereignty. Next article comes from, where does this article come from? I can't see where it came from. Basically, it shows a NASA satellite imagery reveals shocking proof of climate engineering, heart waves. And the article was Stillness in the Storm. So check out that article. Next article. Man, this one had me dying. This one came from Press TV. U.S. senators aim to abolish the Electoral College. And it was one of the California, I don't like to give these people names. I mean, I don't like to say their names because they're all.
I know who you're talking about, Dave.
Worthless. Yeah, it's Boxer. Yeah, they're all equally worthless. So there's a campaign, yes, Scotty, there's a campaign where they want to get rid of the Electoral College.
Not really. That's just a bunch of stuff to keep people distracted and other people emotional and in the street. They have no intention. They actually did introduce the legislation, but it has no chance of passing because it has to go to the states and be ratified. You had to change the Constitution. Then you got to get 3/4 of the states, just like Hillary Clinton was selling that nonsense about constitutional amendment to keep money out of politics. More nonsense that you wasn't going to do because people don't know just how much energy, money, time it take to change the Constitution.
Yep, exactly. That's all lying points to get to stay in power.
Hey, Dave,
docile and to keep you fighting for people that you don't even know.
Dave,
how many people know?
I'm sorry, man, but I wanted to jump in because I wanted to ask you, are you having any problems accessing btrcommunity.com?
Yes.
Okay, I'm working on that. I assume earlier, and I let the people know on my program during my broadcast that it appears to have us down, but we are streaming on the station. We are streaming on YouTube, so you're still able to hear us. You can listen live on the social networks that are out there, but I'm working to resolve that. But it appears that, Dave, like you was talking about earlier from the growth, at first I thought it was a hack attack, but it's not. It is. We have been we got overwhelmed today with traffic, which our traffic has been increasing a lot, man, especially with the added YouTube stream. It seems that it has done something to expose the brand of Black Talk Radio and therefore all the programming and the website, and that is why you're having that problem. So I'm working to increase them resources, and hopefully that'll resolve it. Sorry.
Yeah, I figured No. I knew it was something that was going on.
Yeah, but I know you use that to do your program, to do the news stories, because I do too. And it kind of throw me off on my program, so I just wanted to let you know I'm working on that, and I'm sorry about that.
No, brother, you so good. Let me tell you why, Scott. As soon as I knew it was something, so what did I just do? I went to my backup. I had a backup, so I'm still able to pull what's in the news. So, hey, brother, we still go on. We still continue to do, and I wish I could help you with this, but I would only make it worse. You're on your own on this one, Scott. I got your back, but you're on your own on this one. You're going to have to work on that. I have no clue. So, but Scotty will get the BTR community back up as soon as he possibly can. You know, this is just some of the technical things that happen within the paradigm in which we work in now. You know, that's what happened to websites and to, you know, media outlets. As they start to grow, they, you know, they start to experience the overload and everything else. So that's a good thing. So no problem. We keep rolling as BTR is going to continue to grow. And this is why it's so important that we give our donations to it so it can have the necessary equipment and means to fulfill the growing appetite of youth. So back to in the what's in the news, you know, Scott and I were talking in, about the electoral college, and he was talking about Hillary talking about getting cash out of campaigns and all out of politics. You're right. So only way to do, I agree with Hillary. You're right. So the only way to for sure to do that is to get rid of all politicians, get rid of the political standing, get rid of that genre, and you don't have to worry about any corruption of that anymore. The people should be self-governing. And I'm going to tell you why. And Barbara Boxer was putting, was making this move towards getting rid of the Electoral College. This is all, once again, showmanship. But here, let me tell you why. The Electoral College, think about it. You know what that really means? It means you have no democracy. You have indirect democracy when you need direct democracy. The Electoral College means you have indirect democracy. It always has been that way, and it always will be that way. And see, what they like to do is they like to throw small things out to you without really telling you what's really going on, because then you would realize that you don't need them. They're trying to make it look like they're working for you and that you've been wrong, and they're going to right this wrong, because by doing that, then you blindly give faith to them as someone that's trying to help you. They haven't helped you yesterday, they didn't help you today, and they damn sure ain't going to help you tomorrow. It's going to be the same business as usual. The Electoral College means that you have indirect democracy when you need direct democracy. And I agree, get rid of the Electoral College. Get rid of it, and once again, the same way, the only way that you can do that is to get rid of the diplomatic immunity and all that other stuff. Get rid of people being able to create debt that they don't have to pay for. Get rid of people's ability to make laws that they don't have to obey and declare wars that they don't have to fight. And when you do that, now you can talk about some real collective prudence, and you can start looking at some real peace. And when you have real peace, ladies and gentlemen, your overall talents and abilities explode. Totally explode. So that's the getting rid of is absolutely right. And what it should be done is getting rid of, and then you know how they have that one thing, that so-called that uncle, and if you know where that so-called Uncle Sam comes from, but getting rid of should be a finger pointed back at the government and say, getting rid of you. That's the campaign that really should be moving towards, because until then, you will continue to get what you've gotten since you've been under the subjugation of the Queen. So very, very important. So check out that article. Next one. We got this one came from, oh man, this was a good one. This one came from Daily Mail as well. The institution discovers how to fix genes to cure untreatable diseases and extend human lifespan. Man, be careful of that. Don't trust them. Never have been able to trust them. Can't pull an article up right now, but that's an article that's in BTR. We'll pull it up a little bit later, so check out that one. Next article, very important one. And this came from Sovereign Man. Obama on pace to increase the debt by $2.4 trillion this year. $2.4 trillion this year. So definitely need to know. Next one. This one came from the L.A. Times. LAPD Chief Bratton said that LAPD will not deport immigrants under Trump. And it came from the L.A. Times the other day. Wanted to touch on that, and we'll touch on that today. Very, very, very important on that, because this is the setup for what's happening. Then the next one, Jesse Jackson told Obama. And this one came from, let me see where this one came from. One second. This one came from the Free, what, here it is right here. One sec. This one actually comes from the Detroit Free Press. Jesse Jackson, Obama should pardon Hillary Clinton. Jesse Jackson said Obama should pardon Hillary Clinton. Man, oh, man. We're going to talk about that a little bit.
If there was no crime, what are you going to pardon her for if she didn't commit a crime?
My man. So while we... Exactly, Scotty. Exactly. And let me tell you something about JJ. Oh, man, so many things I could say about JJ. It's mighty funny that when you're in that political realm, in that civil service position to deceive people, it's mighty funny who all are the ones that people call leaders and the ones that get really old and get up in age and have been around for a while. And the only way that that can happen is if they've made alliances, they've made deals, they've decided to do what's in the best interest of the paying hand. Didn't say sell out. That's something for them to decide if they were. But I'm going to tell you, it's mighty odd to me. Trust no old crook. Because there's a reason why they're an old crook. And I look at throughout history, just say in the past 70 years, past 70 years, there have been some people that, because I think that there are different stages when people go into the public arena. There's a reason why they go into the public arena. Some have good intentions. And a lot of those that have good intentions, they don't meet the mainstream. They don't meet the mainstream agenda, so you never really hear about them, or you sporadically hear about them, or you hear about them from being ostracized. Fred Hampton being one, the chairman being one. But let's take a look at some of the so-called people that you all have heard about and have been told and have been force-fed that these are your so-called influential leaders and everything else. And so let's just take for the black community, because that's what we are. We're the melanated community. The darkness, right? So within our community, there are certain people that the mainstream media always wants to go to because they are always going to read the script that was given to them. And the ones that are old have been doing it for a long time. And I want you to think about this for a minute. Look at who they've been around during their whole life. And look at some of their so-called associates or their so-called friends that aren't around no longer. And you would ask, why one and not the other? Last I checked, Scotty, if you could help me out on this one, when Chicago raided the chairman's house, they were shooting everybody that was there.
Yep.
And they came as a raid, as a thief in the night. And they were shooting everybody. Why? Because that whole thing was a threat. Everybody was a threat there. So, makes me really wonder. And we're going to go to a commercial break, but before we do that, let's take a look what JJ said. JJ said, speaking at the presidential Ford, let me see, move this down 1 second. Speaking at President Gerald Ford's alma mater, the Reverend Jesse Jackson called for President Obama to issue a blanket pardon to Hillary Clinton before he leaves office, just like Ford did for Nixon. And as Scotty said, how are you going to pardon somebody for the blanket pardon if they didn't do anything wrong? Well, we all know that that's not the truth.
But no, I said that she didn't commit a crime. I mean, we do things wrong every day. It's just that the things, those are called mistakes. Crimes are intentional things that you did that you knew was wrong. But Dave, the first thing that hit me when you mentioned that Jesse Jackson asked for that, did he ask for a blanket immunity of CEO Obama for his own son, but you will ask for one for a racist cracker? I'm sorry.
Right. But no, exactly. And you know what was so funny? When his son, the whole thing, you know, his son rolled on the whole family. Told him how much their informants that they were. And this is why he was an informant by way of his JJ, because he was JJJ. He was junior. And now you got to really think about that. If he said that they were informants for the FBI and everything, think about that, ladies and gentlemen. Where did that come from? How did he become that? Because when you become an informant, your whole family does. At that level, everybody, think about that. Who was Jesse around a lot?
Man, a lot of people that got killed. Was he in Chicago when Chairman got assassinated?
I don't know if he was,
but he's based in Chicago, right?
Yeah. He was out of Chicago, that time. Oh yeah,
Roots and ties. But he was also on the balcony and with King and to set up on that.
Yeah, well, there we go. Yep, that's my whole point. Where do you think he first started to become? It's just my opinion. And let me tell you something. You only get a retirement plan after you do long service or work. He sure did get old and other people didn't. And I was talking directly about Martin. And if you look at Martin's last year, you can tell that he was being ostracized and isolated because he knew he was surrounded by a bunch of Judases. Talked about it so much indirectly. So, me. Okay, but let's go on. Check this out. So, he says, before we get ready to the break, he stopped short of saying Clinton did anything wrong. Jackson told a large crowd at the Michigan students facility and administration gathered at the day-long celebration of his career that Obama should short-circuit President-elect Trump's promised attempt to prosecute Hillary Clinton for the use of private email services. It would be a monumental moral mistake to pursue an indictment of Hillary Clinton. Why would that be a mistake? If within her so-called, just from your own scopes and duty, if she put anything on a private email that was classified, that means that she had the intent to do it. That means she had the intent to sell it and to divulge it to someone else. She was using it outside of its scope and range. She took it out of where it was supposed to be and put it where she was so she can dictate it. That in itself, ladies and gentlemen, is a crime. Scotty was right. It wasn't a mistake. It was crime. And so forth and so on. And believe me, let me tell you something about this whole thing. They know all about what's in all of those emails. And they're going to use that for the purpose of destabilizing this country even further. You're starting to see the purge really start to pick up. So it goes on to say, Jackson said, issuing the pardon could help heal the nation, like Ford pardoned for Nixon did. Heal the nation? Whose nation? Y'all stability? It goes on. President Ford said he didn't need for him, which, I'm sorry, President Ford said we don't need him for a trophy, talking about Nixon. We need to move on. President Nixon wasn't convicted of a crime. He didn't apply for a pardon. Ford did it because he thought it would be best for the country. Well, this is the immunity where they create laws that they don't have to obey. And the whole thing about this, the system, I don't think they're going to let Hillary off, because she possesses the perfect opportunity to bring about crisis and conflict, to disrupt it even more so that they can salvage or create or garnish even more power and more influence over the everyday person through the crisis that will come from this, that will turn into a conflict. So it goes on. In 1974, Ford, a University of Michigan alumnus, issued a full and complete pardon of Nixon of any crimes he may have committed. He said the pardon was in the best interest of the nation. Jackson commented at the end of a day long in Ann Arbor, which included him dropping an anti-Trump rally helped by the students. Now, let me tell you one of the things that I think is going on here before we go to the commercial break. Possibly because he was in this tree. Bet it was. Wouldn't be surprised. Been pivotal in many things. I always call it the devil dressed in their Sunday's best. This is ridiculous. No pardon, nothing. Because if there were some things that she did, and it's all right there, everyone that sees that is responsible not to aid and abet those major crimes that were possibly committed. And the thing is, this is why we need to move away from this whole thing. How much of the emails have you seen? Only thing that you'll ever know is what they tell you. And who is really directly affected by this whole charade? You are. Ways and means. Your way of life provides for their means of life. Listen, get ready to go to a commercial break. When we come back, we're going to continue this show. We got some very, very important stuff to talk about. If you'd like to get in on the conversation, don't hesitate. Give us a call, 866-510-9025. You're listening to the Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. We'll be right back after these quick commercial breaks.
Black Talk Media Project funds the use of new media technology in efforts to restore independent Black voices to the myriad of issues affecting Afro-descendant people all over the planet. If media can control the minds of the masses, as Malcolm X once said, then you must ask yourself, who is in control of the media targeting the masses of Black people today? Help bring back independence, self-determination, and respect for Black culture in the production of global media by joining the effort to crowdfund new Black media for the new millennium. Visit blacktalkmediaproject.org for more information on how you can invest in public Black radio for the masses.
Okay, welcome back, everyone, to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. I'm your host, Dave from L.A. If you'd like to get in on the conversation, don't hesitate. Give us a call at 866-510-9025. 866-510-9025. Don't hesitate. We'd love to hear from you at any time during the show. Very, very important. Okay, so we're going to jump into today's show, because let me make sure that that was everything that was within the news. Yep, that was it for what's in the news now. There are some very, and I want to say this to everyone. I think everything that you're seeing right now is about the purge. And what they're doing is that it's a very methodical and crafted agenda to move to complete destabilizing your everyday way of life, so that that can be used to create a system, a system that will subjugate and enslave you even further. Why? Because many would say, well, we're enslaved enough. Well, see, it's never enough. It's never, ever enough. Because as the general population grows, and what I mean by the general population growing in their understanding that this is all a charade, that becomes a very clear and present threat to the system. And when that happens, when there's enough people starting to realize that, hey, this ain't what I was told it was. I'm not getting what I was promised I would get if I participated, not being a slave. Then they realize something. Oh my man, I am a slave to this. And once people start to realize that, then they, at some point, they get tired of it and they decide to say no more, and they change their energy against that. That is the greatest threat to the system. This is why the system continues with staging events, because they already know the overall psychology of how to enslave people and subjugate people. And as people start to decide not to engage and not to participate, that is a direct threat to the stability of enslavement. And they realize this: they can't beat you. They have to deceive you. They have to get you to participate in what they say. They have to get you to look at them as God. They have to get you to look at them that you need them, and that this is the best thing for you, and that this is the most comfortable thing, and this is a good life. They have to get you to buy into the system by way of deception. Then to get you to be complicit to it, to where you don't care as long as you're comfortable. And once they have that, the overall system of enslavement starts to mature and maintains it naturally itself, because that is the direction that it's going in. In order for that direction to change, there's going to have to be a force to stop the direction that you're moving in. There has to first be a force to stop the energy direction that you are being propelled in before you can change course. And believe me, in my opinion, they understand from the way that how we resonate, how we think, how we speak. This is why linguistics is so important. They want to know what you're saying, because that tells them where your energy level is and where your free will is. Once they know that, there's an asymmetrical attack that they can always have you under and to steer you into the direction that they want you to go. Then they know that they don't even need many bars to keep you captive. They don't need high prison walls to keep you captive. The door could be open, the walls could be down, but you will always stay in your place and uphold their system, because that's all you know, or that's all you want to know. It becomes your home.
Dave, you just painted a mental picture in my mind from a movie. And there's this popular series, which I think gives a lot of political, social commentary. Others highlight it for the system of racism, but The Walking Dead. But you remind me of a scene where a black man named Morgan had come across this white man who was isolated out in the woods, had his own little farm, growing his own food and all of that. And he put Morgan in a cell. And the whole time that Morgan was in this cell for weeks or maybe months, the cell was unlocked. And he never knew it because he never tried to open the door.
Wow. That's exactly it. See, and that's the predictive programming that they tell you that they're telling you that they realize that humanity is in that same position. Because one of these things about these people is that they are, one of the things about being where you will compromise your morality for someone else's agenda to be a real sellout, or that you will be one that wants to enslave people, one of the things about it is that it gets you inebriated in the wine of splendor. You think that you're so great and everyone is less, that everyone else is ignorant and you're smart. So this is why you always heard me say they'll always tell you before they do it. The reason why they tell you before they do it is because of this reason here, because they're inebriated in the wine of splendor. They're drunk in it. They're prideful in it. They're boastful in it. They have total disregard for everyone. And because of that, even though they know that once the people rise up, they won't be able to defeat them, but this is what they say. Them niggas will never do it. And I'm not just talking about, they'll never do it. They don't have the strength. They're weak. But what they do know is that there are some people that they can't threaten, or they can't buy, or they can't influence. And that energy, ladies and gentlemen, is a direct threat to them because they can't defeat it. They can't defeat it at all. So what do? They try to get you afraid of everything else so you won't notice it. So you won't notice it, and then that spillover comes to you where you start thinking the way you would originally think under the original circumstances that you were created for. They want you to be schooled. They want you to be schooled. We're going to get into this. We got a caller in queue. My man, Jerry from Tennessee. Shoot, Jerry, what's going on, brother?
Hey, how y'all brothers doing tonight?
Good. What's happening, man?
Okay, I have a different spin. Now, I've thought about it in the way that you're thinking about it. I've thought about it in several other ways, but I keep coming back to this one. About 6 to 7 months ago, I seen an interview with Obama during the trials of the election, and he was saying that if Trump happened to win, he would do everything within his power to make sure that he didn't take seat in the presidency. Now, we know that Hillary Clinton didn't like Obama, but they were all part of the same system.
But do we really know that? Or was that just something that was projected to us?
Well, it was projected, but I know it's some things like Trump, a lot of people think Trump was going in on Hillary, but he wasn't really exposing her as he was the other Republicans that he was running over. You know, he kept mm-hmm. it at a mm-hmm. at a roast like temperature. You know, he was just totally going in on Rubio and Ben Carson there. But with Clinton, it was more of a make fun type of thing. But that's just from my perspective. Mm-hmm, you gotta remember they were friends for 35 plus years. And
they're cousins.
And now they're cousins. Okay. That's something I gotta look into. But as far as Obama receiving Trump, you know, he never really has. And everybody, well, I assume that everybody believed Hillary was next in line, but she failed to grab the seat. So mm-hmm. now you go over, as I stated about the interview that he took a couple months, about 6 months ago, and he was saying he would do everything within his power. And I was having a discussion with Scotty on his radio show, and I was talking about him setting up all of these. He was signing all of these executive orders, putting power in place for the next president to come up, hoping that it was Hillary that was going to come up. But now we see he over in Athens, and all of the protests and whatnot that's going on over there. When he come back, with all of these fights that's been going on and the ones that's developing from the protest against Trump, do you not think that all of these are reasons, after he done signed these executive orders, for him to call martial law, saying that he want to calm the country down?
Well, Jerry, I think, and I think there's a lot of credence to what you're saying, definitely, because myself, one of the things that I think, this is just me, is that they never get in those positions unless they've already taken the oath and have an allegiance to establishing what they're going to be doing. They're all in one big fraternity. And they give up, because once the cameras are on, they're actors. Remember, how do you know them? You only know them from the eyes of a camera. Everybody that you know out of an eye of a camera is an actor. Continuously, if that's what they do, that's who they are. So what you're saying, like when there are all these executive orders that have been signed, right? I think they were signed for the purpose of destabilizing not one individual's administration, not a Democratic or Republican thing, but it was an attack on the people thing. And because an executive order, so under their system, can be written out right away by another president, but see, to go along with what you're saying, the setup is this way, in my opinion. They want us to be distracted from what the real source of the problem is, that being a governing system. And that is because we give our energy to that. If we continue to give our energy to it, you always hear me say, if you play by their rules, they will rule. Well, then they rule. So now you have all of these executive orders that are being signed. And they're signing these executive orders because it doesn't matter who the celebrity figurehead is, those executive orders serve the purpose of maintaining people's subjugation to the order, making people play by the rules. So I think it was perfectly set up. This is why you had someone that they only gave you two candidates, because that's what they wanted. And their two candidates was the clown and the criminal. And there was nothing in that was for the people, but it plays everything out. Look at some of those executive orders that have been signed. And the NDAA and all of this other stuff passed. Now you have Donald Trump, a dude that had a reality show saying, you're fired. He's already implanted himself in everybody's subconscious as to what his type of personality is. So then he comes in and he brings in the turmoil because he fits the character bill. And by fitting the character bill, what does he do? He says, you're fired, this person is fired, and is going to create great displacement here and everywhere else. Great displacement here and everywhere else. This is a complete setup. This is what they did, just like in Brexit and everything else. They said, well, the people, we gave the people what they wanted. They created an environment so one group of people will fight another group of people and say, we're not going to have this anymore. We're going to put our guy in. And you thought you were getting your guy, and the only thing that you was getting is their minion.
Dave, you mentioned Brexit. If I can add, the site is back up. It was because of a traffic spike. Again, we continue to climb in the traffic rankings globally and in the U.S. So the site is back online. Sorry about that. I took care of that. But did you see the video I posted in btrcommunity.com about the what was it talking about? The economy growing. That like their sales in the UK were at a 14-year high, and this is after the Brexit vote, and everybody was saying, oh, this is going to cause a calamity, financial calamity in the UK. What are your thoughts on that?
It's all a setup. It's all a setup. And my thoughts on this whole thing is that, see, they give us temporary relief, but long-term enslavement. What I think is going to happen is here. This sets up the perfect situation for World War III to turn into global nuclear war, where they can now get people so scared and so poor and so the actual economic displacement so great that they will be looking for leaders to figure this out. Remember biblically, for all of us, for all of you that do research and read the Bible and everything else. Biblically, it was already set out and told you, and we still continue to do the same things over and over again. Remember biblically when the children of Israel so many different times had asked for a man king, kept wanting a man king, went to the Samuel, and Samuel came back and said, okay, it's in Deuteronomy. Okay, you get a man king, and then this is what you're going to get with a man king. You're going to pay taxes. 10% of everything that you make, you'll have to give them. He'll create wars that you'll have to fight. You will be enslaved even more than you are right now. Why in the world would you want a king, a man king, which really means a man god, instead of having the one that does it? Or I would say this, why would you walk away from the great creator? Because there was nothing wrong with that system at all. So the Brexit is a facade. Anything that these people give you is always, I'm going to tell you, all of their pills are poison pills. All of their pills are poison pills. So to answer your question and to just elaborate on what Jerry was saying, and we're all, to me, it's all in the same thing. Brexit was set up because they knew that the people were ripe to buy it. Trump was set up because they knew the people and conditions was right to buy it. Think about it. What saved Bush's, the last Nazi Bush, what saved his presidency? Everybody knew. They already told you that all the elections was illegitimate and they were always, that surprised so many people. You mean the elections here are rigged? Yep. Why? Who? Let me tell you, one of the things is this. If you tell the people that you're robbing from them, then you'll be able to tell them in a way that's plausible as to why, and they buy it. And they told you. Yeah, we've been stealing elections. Ain't no such thing as you selecting anybody. It's all rigged. But what saved his presidency? The economy started doing bad and everything. What saved his presidency? New York did.
9/11.
9/11 saved his presidency. And why was that so necessary? Let me tell you why that was so necessary. Because people start waking up and they start saying this whole system is bull stuff. And when people start saying it's all bull stuff, they realize that now we need to have an event that shocks them.
Shocks them into that gang mentality.
Yes. Exactly. Brexit was nothing more than telling the people that you think that you're getting something. This selection here in this country with Trump, you think that you're really getting something, but what you're going to get is mutual annihilation. You're going to get mutual annihilation because we're the ones that write the best scripts. Let me ask you something. Have you ever went to any movies and seen any movies and you like them? You say, wow, that was a good movie. These people master the deception of fraudulent acts, of actors. They know how to get your emotions aroused into a screen or into a movie to get their point across. These people are masters at deception. And it's very deceptive what they're doing right now. It was all set up. This Trump, this Hillary, this Obama thing, none of them clowns was ever good for you. None of them represented you. You are not who they work for. Yeah, they have their, you know, they go out and shake hands and hug babies. Oh, I like the way he look. Oh, I like the way she look, this and that. That's all the facade of it all. Because if any of this stuff was sincere, you wouldn't have the displacement that you have now. So, as to what Jerry was saying with the executive orders, let me tell you, those executive orders were set so that those executive orders at the appointed time can be used. Just because they signed those executive orders doesn't mean that they weren't already doing that. Just like Obama signed the one with CDC, where people would have to have could go to jail for not getting vaccinations and all of those things. Then they had the where they could take all of your stuff. They've been taking all your stuff your whole life. They've been taking everything you got from taxes. They've been taking your stuff from everything that you have, from just inclusion into where it's crazy when I hear people say we when they're talking about the United States. So you mean to tell me you've been killing people all over this planet? Because that's what it really is. So what the hell are you talking about we? It's just like, it kills me when people talk, and you'll hear it, don't people do this, and it's so indoctrinated in so many things. You hear people talking about their sporting team. They'll talk about, let's say, the Cavs. They say, we won. You ain't win nothing. You didn't win nothing. That's a derivative. You have no ownership in that overall franchise. You have emotional attachment. That's what makes you a fan. And if you look at what the word fan is really, what it really means, it means a fanatic. There are so many fanatics among us because we are emotionally attached to our own deception and demise. We become political fans, party fans, and you're serving something that doesn't serve you. It don't care about you at all, but you give your whole life to it. So they know this because they set that up. So now, they set this whole thing up with these executive orders. Why? Because they've already been doing it, but what they want to do now is they want to do it in a more blatant and obvious way. And they're going to say because it's in your best interest that we do it this way. We're trying to protect you. How many of you remember before New York, you were able to walk your child onto the plane if you weren't flying with them, or walk them to and everything else? But you can't do that anymore because they understand the slow, methodical process of enslaving people. You take more and more and more away, not giving them anything. Obama never gave you anything, and was just a celebrity figurehead that was taking stuff away. Hillary played her role. Trump plays his role. Obama plays his role. Here's where it starts to, where you can probably see it now. It sets up the perfect, perfect scenario for mass problems in this country. Here's how it does it. So that they can have the crisis that leads to conflict so that they can have even more control. Here's how it plays out so well for them. Who is Trump? A divider. A divider. Why was that systematically put into place? Because it puts Trump in place as their selection because he will do just what they want, divided. Here's where the division is going to be. going to come through immigration, folks. It's going to come through immigration. Regardless of what you think about it, they don't care what you think about it. They started immigration through poverty so people would be forced, and they have a 100-year, 200-year, 300, 400-year plan. We plan from hour to hour. Their plan is much more solid. Immigration was always set into place to destroy this nation at any particular time, just as civil rights was. Why? Because you went to the great magician to give you a magic trick, to make you think and to make you believe that you was getting something other than what you were. Now, this rolls right into... But wait, we got to get ready to go to a commercial break. When we come back after the commercial break, we got another caller in queue. Show you how this is really starting to play out. There is no such thing as them fighting for you. They are actually fighting you. And we don't even know it. Listen to this Handle Radio Show brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. We'll be right back after this quick commercial break.
Black Talk Radio, your choice for digital black radio. New black media for the new millennium.
Welcome back, everyone, to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. I'm your host, Dave from L.A., live show for you today, and we were just talking about the facade. The key to magic is not to trick you, but to make you believe. And so just wanted to jump back, and I said that immigration is going to give them a lot of leverage. And I would say this. Let me tell you why, if this is so important. I remember in 1971, when Nixon closed the gold window, where you couldn't trade your cash for gold. This is what they said. He is temporarily closing the gold window. Been over 45 years. They've been stealing from you even before then, but they just always take. They never give you anything. They never have, and they never will. So, immigration is going to be the big linchpin. It was the Trojan horse scenario. And how did they do that? They created the environment of throughout the world, globally, because all of these governments are in one big fraternity together. Them versus you. Them versus you.
Dave, I'm sorry. Dave, I'm sorry to interrupt, ma'am. Just wanted to let the caller at 318 know I only muted you because we were getting some background noise when you're done with the background noise or you're getting acquired a place. Just hit star, Dave will see you on. And he'll call you out and let you answer.
I'm gonna go to you in 1 second. The person from Shreveport. I'm gonna come to you in 1 second. I'm gonna just say this, and then I'm gonna come right to you. So they never give you anything; they only take. The immigration thing was the perfect Trojan horse. You started when no one else is looking, because what you see with your eyes will always deceive you. It's your spirit that gotta pick this stuff up. Anytime that they move their lips, they lying. Anything that they do is against you. And everything that they, all of their policies and procedures are to enslave you. So let's go to this, and then I'm going to tell you what the immigration thing is and how it works and why it's going to be so effective. This immigration thing is so effective. It is, you know what? You got to give it to them. These people are evilly shrewd. So let's go to Shreveport real quick. Person in Shreveport, okay. LA, yes. Welcome to Tando Radio Show. What's your name, where you're calling from, and what is your question or comment?
Okay, hi. Good evening. Assalamu alaikum. Greetings, guys. My name is Jamil Henry.
What's that? Yes, sir.
Okay, and my question is about Donald Trump. I mean, he's got court cases that are pending. That when are we going to get to the issue of his court cases? I'm sure right now he's busy trying to make these court cases disappear. I'm amazed that nobody's talking about it. You know, I see on the news they want to talk about things that don't matter, but you know, I mean.
Caller, are you talking about specifically his December civil trial, which should be a criminal trial where he and the convicted pedophile billionaire Jeffrey Epstein, where the lady is saying that they raped and beat her and threatened to kill her and everyone she knew in the 90s?
Exactly. That case, I mean, everybody in the media outside of your organization, you know, they act like that just disappeared already. I mean, I'm sure he's in the process of trying to make it disappear, but I want to make sure, you know, I would love to see this not be swept under the rug. And you know, I mean, just because he's president, are we really going to let him just get away with that case? And also the case about his bogus Trump University. That's another case that's supposed to be coming up in a few weeks, right? Let's get to these issues, because this guy, he should be impeached before he's even officially inaugurated, as far as I'm concerned. And that's all I wanted to say. I'll go ahead and
Hold on, bro. No, I hear you. But bro, okay, so that happens. Then what do you replace him with? Pinnock is going to be there. See, I think the whole thing is that. That's part of the whole plan to have. See, now they have room to blackmail this dude. Just in case you get out of line, dude, we got this. And if that don't get you in line, you get the Kennedy treatment.
Yeah, you know Epstein took film of all them people. One of your callers, Tando Radio callers, pointed out that on Jeffrey Epstein's private island where Trump, Clinton, all of them was going to, you know that man got recordings of them and can blackmail a whole bunch of people, and that's why he spent less than a year in a cozy jail.
Yeah, no, we pointed that out on Monday. Yeah, that was that. We talked about that on Monday. Exactly. The thing is this, is that all of these people have the perfect baggage. They're pedophiles. They're murderers. Sociopaths. They're sociopaths and psychopaths.
And they're predators. Yes.
Right, right.
Brothers, look, I got to get going. I'm driving.
Okay, brother.
I got to get going.
Okay.
Assalamu alaikum.
All right, brother. Yeah, these people are perfect. They're perfect for that position, because they always have something on them in case they get out of line, in case they all of a sudden don't follow the script, they don't read what they were supposed to read, they don't say what they're supposed to say, they all of a sudden get a conscience, and they do what Kennedy did when he was invited by the press corps in New York City, where he had the president in the press speech. And then they, in case they ever get out of line like King did, when "Why I Don't Support the War" out of Riverside Baptist Church in New York, so that when these people ever go awry, they always have something on them to bring them back into, and if not, they deal with them accordingly. Because this is the thing, the people you see in front of you have made inroads to be in front of you. They satisfied someone else's agenda. Hate to say it that way. I know we got a bunch of heroes, but what does it matter what you got heroes when we acting like zeros? You just following the law. And they're going to give you another hero. They're going to pick who your heroes are. They're going to tell you what team you like, what you should be mad at, what you should be looking at, and what you should be doing instead of what is in your best interest. We really shouldn't even give a damn about who's in the White House. What about your house? What about your temple? All of this is being used against us. And the key to this, in my opinion, is that you can never be sovereign on a petition. You can never be sovereign on a vote. You can never be sovereign by following their rules. You gotta live by your own. Totally live by your own. Because then it don't matter what they do. They become crazy to you. And you get away from them. And so, just before we went to the break, we're talking about the immigration. Now, this immigration thing is really key because it's leverage that they're going to use to displace everyone. Here's, in my opinion, here's how. They create the environment, just like they created the environment to imprison melaninated people, black people, you and I, and everyone else, and to have us have a certain path of non-inclusion or disparity to what is rightfully everyone's. But see, we have to go through the process of theirs, and we're trying to get some freedom from them. How can someone give you freedom? They didn't give you light. I just don't get it. All right, so goes from there. They create these environments so that poverty was rampant in different places in the world, so that people will leave where they were to go somewhere else and flood somewhere else. Okay? It was created. This is all manufactured. Why is it manufactured? Because you have all of these people come in. They get embedded into the society, embedded into the culture. They're in all parts of the economy. They're in all parts of the infrastructure. They're in all parts of the land. And then at the appropriate time, because hate drives all of this, at the appropriate time, you try to move them out.
Dave, can I give you a real world example of what you said? Man, you teaching, man. I can't even lead a computer because you teaching right now. A real world example, man. You said poverty, which includes hunger. I'm just saying, it just clicked to me, man, did the English create the potato famine in Ireland in order to flood this continent, the Americas, with Irish people who would come over here and then be classified as white and then be like the foot soldiers of white supremacy, while the other people who were abusing them in England and still have blood ties, despite the centuries that have passed, have blood ties to the queen, and they're all related and what have you. And so then like that's how they then flooded North Carolina, where I am, and flooded out and pushed out the indigenous people, which earlier on the Trail of Tears was mentioned on the barber shop, which came on before you. And then they, all those Irish that they flooded over here, they just gave them all the land in North Carolina, man. That's why I'm surrounded right now. But that's what you just said, man, and it just clicked, and it's playing out today. Man, thank you.
Exactly. And see, Scotty, and what happened when they did that? What did they do with those that were ostracized and discarded? They went into somewhere else and started the same thing. They became the enslavers the oppressors, so they thought. So they thought, exactly. That is the exact same thing, because it works so well. It's a cookie cutter. They just keep repeating it. And this is why when you read and study history, you can see the same thing happening over and over and over again over a 400, 300 year period. It's just with different names, with different accents in different regions of the world. It's the same stuff. So now they flood because of poverty and everything else. That was the excuse. But what the real agenda was, to maintain the enslavement. Nobody wants to be a slave, but everybody damn sure wants to have one. So what they did is they have all of these people, poverty flood people in, And then at the appropriate time, the discord and the hate between people, because hate is such a powerful tool among people that don't think. Hate is a powerful tool among those that don't think, but those that react by emotions. Because a thinker never hates. A thinker always creates the environment that maintains their overall peace and prosperity. So, here's the thing with this immigration. So now, right now, the chief of LAPD, his name is Charlie Beck. Charlie Beck made a fatal mistake. Charlie Beck went on and said that they're not going to adhere to Trump's immigration and to deport people. They're not going to be a part of it. And the mayor said the same thing. They said it was because it was a special order that Gates had signed back in the 80s. So they're going to follow that special order. Well, here's the catch. See, they let the hate build for so long, and they let it go on, and at the ripe and opportune time, they play their Trump card. Ooh. They play their Trump card. What is their Trump card? Here's their Trump card. The hate was so great. Now, they let it build. So what do? To enslave the people, you have to divide them. You got to get them looking at stuff that don't matter. You got to get them confused. You got to get them to where they no longer really care. All they care about is their conference. They care not about anything that's benevolent. So now, you get to this point now. So the mayor of Los Angeles, the chief of LA, and different sanctuary cities already start popping up all over the country. Rahm Emanuel, true criminal. All these other people popping up saying that their cities is going to be safe zones, this and that. Well, here's what it is. They got the perfect plan for that, because this has been devised for a very long time ago. Then they have the U.S. Code 81324 is the harboring of aliens. So the mayor now, because of that, the mayor can go to jail for that. Not only can the mayor go to jail for that, here's the catcher. The chiefs of police, all of the different chiefs and everything else that said that they want to uphold, that they're going to uphold what their mayors told them and this and that, it's all a facade. They didn't really think about that they was being used. This is the thing. Anytime you make a deal with the devil, you always lose your soul. They're going to come back and say, okay, cool. The mayors, they can go to jail. And all of the police chiefs and all of those officers that want to uphold with that, guess what? You are considered those that are creating armed insurrection. So what you going to do? Because of that U.S. code, they could put them in jail. So what is that going to do? It's going to create the perfect environment for a civil war that destabilizes everything here. And it's going to get people emotionally attached to all of this stuff. Then all of those executive orders are going to be put out in your face. Now you're going to see why they're going to say that the NDAA was written, because they knew that this was going to happen. Why? Because they created the environment for that to happen. They know how to push your buttons, because we tell them everything about it. We always tell them what we think, so they know. We don't whisper. We don't have an asymmetrical approach to anything. And because of that, think of how hard it is going to be to deport anybody, especially a mass group of people that now have ties here. What are they going to say? It's going to take force to do it. And it is the great divider that is playing everything out perfectly. Now, they militarized the police departments. Why did they militarize police departments? Why did they militarize police departments? Let me tell you why they militarized the police department. I always said that be careful who you align with. They don't even know that they've been had. They militarized those police departments because of this reason. At the appropriate time, they are going to say that they needed overwhelming force to subdue this city and that city. All of this can happen. It is happening right before your eyes. It is in the perfect, it is, you are at a, now you are at a road where pride will take in. And people won't look back and say, wait a minute, we've been had here. What's going to happen when Trump throws Rahm Emanuel in jail? What's going to happen when they throw Chief Beck in jail? What's going to happen to the community or those people? This is the perfect example. This is something that they've always wanted. They've always wanted a insurrection and a acts of violence on their terms. You're going to get the perfect black and brown riots all over this country in civil war, and it's going to be the perfect scenario, because then it's going to come in that they've been collapsed because Russia and China seized the opportunity and hit them with cyber attacks at the exact same time as all of this. So then they can come in with another surprise that will save a presidency, just like it did for Bush. Nazi affiliation? What does Trump affiliation have? Family ties with? Another institution of violence. These people are embedded. And they're going to present the perfect environment for chaos and crisis and conflict. They're going to get your neighbor fighting your neighbor. This is why I always told you in preparing, it's not them that you need to worry about. It's going to be your neighbor. This is going to divide everybody. And they're going to take sides. And we don't even realize that we're two captive beings inside of a cell fighting each other and not looking at the one that's instigating and holding us captive. And it always works, because they're going to have provocateurs, instigators that are going to do major events in different places. The intelligence guy just resigned last night. And you know one of the main things, the smaller things that he said? Domestic terrorism is going to be the biggest problem. They tell you everything. How does he know that? Because that's the agenda. Where is it going to come from? It is going to be domestic. It is going to be acts of terror. But it's not going to come by the way you think. It's going to come by the provocateurs and the agitators to maintain the system that you already live under, the one you pay taxes to, the one we give our energy to, the facade of the schools that we've been taught. This game is thick, but it's not impenetrable. But it requires our energy to change the direction of it all, to no longer play in it. Doesn't matter who's in the White House. If Dr. King was in the White House, I would be saying it's bullshit. If Malcolm was there, I would be saying the exact same thing. Because they can give you all the personalities that they want, because they can create the personality to make you think that someone is what they're not. It's the system that's the problem. And until we remove ourselves from it, we're going to continue to get fleeced. This is the agenda. And the biggest threat is you deciding you're not going to play by their rules no more. And you start to look at people and everything else around you the way the great creator intended it all to be. as another living force and entity that you can build with. And I want you building for yourself. They want you to build their castles. They want you to build their way of life by your means. And this right now, ladies and gentlemen, where we are, it's the perfect scenario because it's over with the Brexit. England is going to have problems with Ireland, and Germany's going to have problems with here. And then they already had the refugees already go all through Europe because that was the plan, the Trojan horse plan. And because of that, they're going to come up with so-called very catchy names of different organizations, this organization and that organization. If it's organization, is a 501c organization, they're doing this and they're doing that, they're agents of the government. I don't care who you are, your church or whoever, they're agents for the government because they got a 501c. I said it. If
David.
Here's the key. Hold wait, Scotty. Now, here's the key to it. If they are there to uphold what Master tell them to do, because there are some that happen just to use that because that's the format. There are some. I met some real good pastors that ain't about being a part of the clergy response team, being a part about creating the environment, telling people, man, come on. Not everybody's for that. So, but go ahead, Scotty.
No, I was just going to mention, you mentioned a 501c3. And I have stated this since our existence as an organization, the Black Talk Media Project here in North Carolina, that I specifically did not want a federal tax exemption, filing with the federal government more than I already had to, you know, to be a nonprofit. I just registered with the state. But I did not.
Yep.
I did not want to be a 501c3 because then that's how they also hook in nonprofits, social justice, whatever you problem you working on as a nonprofit. Then they start offering grants and stuff like that. Then you qualify for grants. You get these big budgets. You can pay yourself a nice salary, and then you hooked, and you're gonna do whatever they want you to do to keep those grants coming.
You're on the hook, exactly. And this is how, and then you know what, you start doing a good job there, then you end up, all of a sudden, this happens to you, and then this happens to you. No, it's already been methodized. It's a part of the agenda. They've been doing this, they've been scouting talent for a very long time. People just don't know that they've been marked. They just don't know that they've been marked. So it goes on to where it's the system that's the problem. And if we're not looking to remove ourselves, and you can always tell in today's world the sincerity of someone, not just because some people make mistakes, that's cool, but you can always tell the sincerity. Here's what it is. If you're going to continue to do what was done before by the means that has been schooled, you either don't know, don't care, or in on it. Either way, it's a problem. Don't know, don't care, or you're in on it. Either way, it's a problem. Because it doesn't matter how you cut it. Then we go to a commercial break. Then, Roz, we're going to come to you. And, Jerry, we're going to come back to you real quick. Either way you cut it, a venomous snake still has poison in its fang, in its fangs. If you're going to allow that and to be a part of that, now, there are some of us and some of you that need to be where you are so that you can sabotage. Man, that's what you should be doing. That's what you should be doing. Resonate your own way. Listen, we got a couple of callers in queue. I'm going to come back to you all, but we got to take a look at a couple of things. No, we're going to come back to this. This is just too important. Jerry, hold on. Roz, hold on. We're going to come right back to you. You're listening to Tando Radio Show brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. We'll be right back after this quick commercial break.
moderator.
Okay.
Black Talk Radio, since 2008, providing new black media for the masses.
Welcome back, everyone, to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. I'm your host, Dave from L.A. If you'd like to get in on the conversation, we'd love to hear from you. Give us a call, 866-510-9025. We're going to get ready to get back to a couple of our callers. And I would just say, let me tell you, Trump is the perfect celebrity figurehead. Obama was the perfect celebrity figurehead to get into, to methodize the objective. And that's why it all happens. They serve a purpose. And all you have to really do is look at who they are, what they've done, and that tells you pretty much everything. This is the perfect plan because this is going to so destabilize. Let me tell you, I wouldn't be surprised as this so-called administration starts to push itself out. That immigration thing is going to be one of the biggest things that is going to have real leverage. And the leverage that it's going to have is going to put us in a position of disadvantage, everyone here, and it's going to put the ones that have been controlling everything in the most advantage. It is the perfect mutual annihilation program to set up. So let's get back to some of our callers that are there. We got a caller from my man Roz. Roz, what's going on, man?
Peace. What's good? How you doing?
Good. Go, man. Go.
All right. Yes. Great conversation. When I was listening to Scotty and he was talking about the famine that was created by England to drive the Irish here, the niggas, I call them the niggas of Europe anyway. That's what they were once known as, and they're still known as that.
Mm-hmm,
I think
they were.
Circle. And it made me think because they also eradicated the buffalo here to make way to destroy, first of all, the Native American culture here, and also they replaced them with the cow. And it literally, the cow has destroyed the ecosystem of the Western Hemisphere. And just bringing cattle here was an act of warfare that most people don't think. Understand, like, just the whole concept of destroying all of the indigenous buffalo, bison, as they were also called, mm-hmm. and replacing them with cattle was an act of war in and of itself, because killing the buffalo not only destroyed their culture, it destroyed them. They understood that they had the Native Americans had an intimate relationship with the buffalo, and that was the foundation of how they survived in the Western Hemisphere. And that also was facilitated to help them usher in these other European creatures that they brought here to set up shop in the Western Hemisphere. And the other thing I thought about is that if enough people were to really listen to this show and to take time to educate themselves about how the system works, I think there would be such a global revolution of the people in a way that these savages have never heard of, because they keep doing the same thing over and over because the people aren't learning from their past. And it's just nauseating that they keep doing the same things over and over. I just posted an article a couple hours ago before BTR had gone down temporarily. I'm talking about how there are Republicans are propagating using the process of Japanese internment camps against Muslims in this country.
I saw when you posted that before it went down. And I was like, yep, Roz, you see it too. Yes.
Yeah, like they're resurrecting everything that they've ever done. They're like just refreshing it. It's like the redux every time, every single time, and we fall for it every single time. And it's
we're pretty soon you're gonna have the McCarthy trial.
Mm-hmm.
You're gonna rehab the McCarthy trial. And you're absolutely, go ahead. I didn't mean to cut you off, but go ahead.
No, it's all good. And you know, the crazy part about it is, again, I was just going to bring this up just to get your take, because I see it coming. I also posted an article talking about how the Fed is planning to process a rate hike next month. And I know that that's going to set the stage as well for other things to snowball as far as economically. And I wanted you to get into that a little bit for myself and for the other callers.
Yeah, I definitely will. Great, great call, as always, Roger. Absolutely. And when I saw you posted that, I said, yep, that's exactly what the – and they've been hinting at that because, Roz, we posted something or we saw something that they talked about that – oh, I know what it was. It was I don't know if Roz may have seen it or not. I don't remember who posted. I don't know where it came from, but someone posted the same thing, but they talked about with the Japanese during World War II, how they actually interned family members, that people that were born here,
yes,
and had no ties to Japan. Yep. We posted that. I remember that. And this is the thing: why were they doing that? Because they're telling you they're going to do that to people here as well. And this was the key. And everyone that supported them, they did that exact same thing too. Now you know why they got these FEMA camps with so many people. I mean, for facilities that can house so many people.
Absolutely.
Why they've been planning this whole thing for a while. So, yeah, we're definitely they tell you pretty much everything. They tell you pretty much everything. And
you know they do that because they have a condition. Yeah, they realize that we're conditioned so well that they can do or say whatever they want, and we're not going to react properly to what they're doing and saying. We're just going to take it and try to keep on moving through this crap as if this is tolerable. And I mean, like, how many thousands of years are we going to tolerate this? And my biggest thing, because one thing I've come to understand from studying the system is when you encounter people who absolutely have no understanding of what their reality is. In other words, they're insane. Because when people don't understand their reality and they're living in an alternate reality from the truth, they're crazy. And when you can inject the truth into people who don't realize their reality, it shifts them in a way that... Well, it can shift them. Either they get terrified and they'll run from you and you'll just never hear from them again, or they get upset and they say, you know what, I need to find out more about what you're talking about so we can do something about it. And that's my thing.
Or
that's what I love about this station.
Or Roz, this is the other thing. Or they become violent towards you. Because a lot of people hate the truth.
Yes.
Especially
when they're crazy.
A lot of people hate the truth.
That's true. Well, we said it before. The truth is an offense.
Yeah, you know, Jerry had said earlier, and Jerry's still there. Jerry is absolutely right. They put these executive orders in for other people to play out, but they still play them out themselves. Don't forget the celebrity figurehead that we have right now. This dude has been nothing but a complete mass murderer, a political serial killer, just like Hillary, just like the next dude will be, and just doesn't matter. They'll give you the stage of, oh, we'll give you somebody black, we'll give you somebody Hispanic, we'll give you somebody, we'll give you a woman, then we'll give you this guy and that guy. They'll give you whatever you want to make you comfortable as long as you will continue to pay your taxes. You can protest all you want as long as you pay your taxes. Basically, as long as you serve the overall common good of the system, they don't care. They'll give you whatever you want. So you think. And this is because we're not making any changes from what is adversely affecting us. We are continue to eat the poison, and we continue to have the toxicity of the poison throughout our bodies, and it's just running rampant. You know, Ross talked about the interest rate. Let me tell you why that's so important. And right now, and I posted inside of how much time? Okay, we got time. Let me give you this real quick. Let me show you how bad this thing is. Let me pull up real quick. The interest rate, they're about to change the interest rate, okay? And when they change the interest rate, that's the wrong one. Let me pull it up. Let me change the interest rate. Here it is. Here's the significant thing. They want to change the interest rate, and that's going to cause crazy, crazy problems, because what they really want to get to is negative interest rate. Here's the enslaving factor of negative interest rates. they steal from you, your account, instead of giving you interest, is going to be taking, you're going to be paying for them to hold your cash. And the longer they hold your cash, the more that they're going to be taking from you. What are they really doing, ladies and gentlemen? They're taking your financial energy. It's a form of enslavement. Slavery never ended. And it didn't begin in America. It's been around for a very long time. Because it's all about resources. Because a man without resources has to work for a man that has them. We are in such a position that we need to change our direction if we are ever to really survive in the way that the great creator intended us to survive, as being free and independent. You may still be in existence, but your sovereignty has been extinct for too long. Our sovereignty has been extinct for too long. Here's the key thing with the interest rate thing, why Roz wanted to bring this up. Right now, in September 2015, China had $1.258 trillion of treasury notes. In September 2016, they have 1.157. They're dumping the notes. And when they dump those treasury notes, when they dump that bond, when they drop that, the only thing that the U.S. will be able to do in return is to print and to create more cash in the system is going to be another quantitative easing 9, 10, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. They're going to create more cash. And not only that, all of the cash from around the world is going to be flooding back in here to the United States. You're going to be hit with hyperinflation. And one of the things that steals your labor faster and more detrimentally than anything else is hyperinflation. Is slavery. See, they programmed us to think that slavery was a plantational thing. They programmed us to think that slavery was a thing that a few owners of people, and they painted a picture. But what they didn't tell you was that the real enslaver of everything has always been what you call, in which you expect to fix all the problems, the government.
Hey, Dave, thank you for that.
Wasn't just this one.
You made me think of something. I equate the hyperinflation to having diabetes. It's like an over influx of sugar, and your body can't produce enough insulin to process the sugar, so it starts to shut down. Like when you study the system is designed to work like the human body, and they set up the illness. This illness, the DNA for the illness has been in the system from its origin. And what they've been doing, they have been toying with it. And now it's to a point where it's just so bad, it's unavoidable. When this thing collapses, it's going to be incredible. And none of us, I don't think anywhere in human history, we have seen anything of the likes of what's to be coming down the road. And it's going to be serious, serious business, because the amount of money that they have spread out around the world, when that comes back home, after they hyperinflate and produce even more money, man, it's going to get seriously ugly. But I just look at it like diabetes. Like it's just an over influx of too much sweet. And what they do is they actually send you to your grave with a smile on your face and then say, oh, they enjoyed it. They loved it. Because we're not doing or saying anything about it. We're just accepting whatever they put out there and trying to roll with it as if we're going to survive this nonsense without preparing for it.
Roz, that's the perfect metaphor for that's exactly what it is. That's exactly what it is. We about to get the sugars, the financial sugars, and the pancreas can't do it. It can't do it. And so now, not only is China dumping, Saudi Arabia is dumping. Why is that so important? Because all of the necessary ingredients for chaos is upon. And let me tell you, they're going to give Dump a way out, and they're going to give Trump a way out, they're going to give Obama, and they're going to be able to always point at a boogeyman. And the boogeyman will always be anonymous. They'll categorize it as some terrorist group, some cyber group. And this is the key with this. One of the things about the cyber war, it's the perfect war for today. Because not only can they cause all of your lights, your tri-lights, your stoplights, all of them to turn green at the same time, any time for people to crash. Not only can they cause your planes to fall out the sky, not only can they cause this and cause that, but what they can do, not only can they cause your financial institutions and your stock markets and everything else, not only can they, as everything goes up, everybody starts saying, oh, I need to get into it, it's really, really good, and not even know that it's a setup all by computers, and hackers need what? They need digital to control everything. So what happens? They put in sell orders that aren't even real. They put sell orders that aren't even real. And guess what? There goes Apple. There goes Microsoft. There goes this. There goes that. And they start to push it down. And see, that's just what they can say. That's the boogeyman that they can say. But let's take a look at really who it is. The ones that are saying that the cyber attackers are the biggest threat in the mainstream media are actually the ones that are cyber attacking. The system is the cyber attack. The system has always been the virus. The system has always been the disease. The system is the reason why you don't live 200, 300, 400 years. Every person that you've ever known has been murdered.
Hey, Dave, have you seen the most recent Cyber Wars?
Which one was it?
This one came out on the 15th, and it discusses the hacking of a porn site that was dedicated to people cheating on their spouses.
Madison.
I think it's
Allie
Madison or something.
No, Madison. It's a different one. Dave, what you're talking about happened months ago. It's been another one that has been hacked. Because there's a bunch of those sites. In fact, porn sites, those type of sites are the most visited websites in the world.
Right. Right. No, I didn't see that. I saw it. It's in my recordings. I need to see it, and I'm definitely going to check it out. And I'm probably going to play it. We'll probably take a look at it tomorrow, Rod. So hold on to that one, because we're going to let everybody check that out. Because let me tell you why the cyber is so. See, what the thing is that they like to create the environment and say someone else, something else conditioned it so that it will divide ourselves from everybody else. We'll say it's them. They made it really popular to make brown people the scapegoat. They made it really popular for black people to be the scapegoat. They're going to make it really popular to make this group of people the scapegoat. Because as many times as the goat escapes, they always got another one in reserve. Why is that? Because they created the whole system. We keep playing by the rules of the game. At some point, we need to hate the game. We need to hate this game. And when we hate this game and don't allow any room for it and give any energy to it, it will no longer be able to exist. And until that time, we're going to continue to see what we've been seeing in the past. We're going to have famines, diseases, wars, economic collapses, strife, disparity, enslavement, subjugation. Because they're going to just keep passing it around. And it's really telling to me where we are right now. Remember all of the shootings that were happening at one time. This was a complete buildup. Hear me out here, okay? Feel me out, everyone. Listen. all of the shootings and everything else, and then they said that they were going to attack the Second Amendment and everything else. They never had they never wanted to attack the Second Amendment. It's never been their agenda. Hear me out. They wanted everybody to run to that and to get into that, so that at the appropriate time when they collapse this whole thing, there'll be a civil war like no other civil war before. And if you look at all the other civil wars, it is a bloody endeavor. Imagine what this one will be. Everybody's been preparing for it. They gave everybody just enough to prepare for it, but they had to do it on the terms that it was something other than them. They're going to blame it on a cyber attack. And I'm going to put it this way. It's mighty funny that there's a company that says that they can protect your identity. They'll save your life. Right? There are many people that sign up for that type of service. Are you kidding me? Who do you think that they are? You just made it very convenient. And we made it all convenient by engaging in just the overall cyber world. Because anything that you ever put on a keyboard is discoverable and can be retrieved. It's their system. But I think it's so funny. I had a friend that had a company that was supposed to protect his identity. Well, he stopped paying them. And then what do you think happened to him 2 months later? His identity got stolen. Now, I'm not saying the company did it, but it sure is funny that as soon as he stopped paying them, they gave him a new reason to pay them again. They always give us a reason to show up for the plantation. That's the gist of it all. That's the moral behind the story. At some point, at some time, we all need to have bad credit. Because if you really want to know what's going to take for us to stop all of this, and I don't mind saying it, because I'm not afraid of anything. They can totally destroy everything that they've created in my life by way of the financial system. It wasn't mine. It's their system. You want it? Take it back. But here's the key. Until we are willing to sacrifice the comforts, the stability, and the facade of that they've given us, we'll continue to have this going on. There will be another election. There will be another selection. The key is, when we're going to say no. And when you say no, means no to everything. And by that time, believe me, that day will be the great get-up morning. And when that happens, you'll realize something. Wow, what took me so long? What took us so long? So, hey, everyone, got to get ready to get out of here. Much love, much respect. Don't fall for it. But this stuff, you're going to see other people falling for it. It is very critical for us to be the ones that try to stabilize the instability that is going to be all around us. And the way you can do that is through love. Much love, much respect. It's ever goodbye. As always, I'll see you later. Peace. Talk to you soon.
Would have had serious consequences for the world financial system, but may also have empowered the people of Africa, something black activists say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing cake. We're slicing cake.